We're going to begin today with housing. We're going to look specifically at the part that local authorities play in the provision of social housing, be that through building houses themselves or through buying up properties and the maintenance of their existing stock of houses to ensure none are lying empty for too long between tenancies. I'll introduce you to our political panel shortly to get their thoughts on this. But firstly, Michelle Norris is a professor of social policy at UCD. She was also a member of the Housing Commission, which was established in 2022 and which returned a number of recommendations to government on how to tackle the housing crisis. Good afternoon, Professor Norris.
Good afternoon.
This area of social housing and housing provided by local authorities, a particular area you've looked at. Look, it's often been said throughout the housing crisis that people look at, say, large areas of Dublin, Drimna, Cabra, Crumlin, take your pick, and say these were built in the 30s, 40s, 50s. It could be done then when there was a crisis with getting people out of dilapidated slums in the centre of the city and to set up homes for families in other areas of the cities. Why can't that be done now when the state is far richer?
Well, it's certainly true that the state is far richer than the 1950s, but comparing delivery of housing now to the 1950s is just not realistic. In the 1950s, we had no planning permission required, we'd no land use planning system, we'd no building regulations, we'd no EU Habitats Directive. We essentially had no private sector building industry operating in competition to local authorities. So local authorities around Dublin could CPO land, they could build houses with no planning permission. They could hire private builders to do so with no competition from the private sector. So it was a completely different delivery context. Nowadays, local authorities are in a situation where they're facing enormously complicated planning and regulatory environment.
Okay, give us a sense of that maybe.
Well, I think local authority secure planning permission through a public consultation system, which is quite complicated and limited by legislation. There is enormous public opposition to new housing development, but particularly new social housing development. They're subject to all the regulations that private sector builders face, which are extremely complex and demanding. We now build housing to A2 minimum building energy rating, which is extremely high. But on top of that, they are funded centrally by the Department of Housing to provide all social housing. And the system of approval for granting that money to local authorities is, in my view, extremely onerous and in the view of the Housing Commission.
And obviously, so this is the Department of Housing provides money to local authorities on the basis that they apply for it project by project. But that's not the end of it, is it? It's not just applying for the money. It's on certain criteria and fulfilling certain jumps through hoops.
Yes, there are different approval criteria depending on the size of the project. So if the project is less than 8 million euro, there's just a one-stage approval process to the Department of Housing. So 8 million euro is a lot of money, taxpayers' money. But in housing terms, it's about 2 million euro per two houses in Dublin or three houses outside Dublin. So that's 14 houses in Dublin, just to put that into context. That's a single-stage approval. For every other type of project, there's a four-stage approvals process. And obviously, there needs to be oversight over spending. We're not arguing with that. But some aspects of the approval process just don't make any sense. For instance, local authorities are required by the Department of Housing to adhere to Department of Housing guidelines on the design of social housing. Local authorities then design the houses, local authority architects. They're then sent to the department for approval and reapproved by another group of Department of Housing
architects. So same process all over again.
Correct. And the big issue is, by the time you get through this four-stage approvals process, it's approved for X amount of money, let's say 1 million euro, we'll make it simple. But then the project goes out to tender, and the tender price comes back at, say, 1.5 million euro. And the tender price is the price. So the previous process has achieved nothing, and the local authority have to go back for further approval of the addition.
And do it all over again.
And the just one final point, they're the approval systems for the average local authority housing development. For high cost developments, the approval process is even more onerous.
So like apartments, for example, which are correct. Notoriously high cost, but also very much needed for the vast majority of single people who make up the emergency housing list.
Absolutely. But also, say, the vast majority of developments in Dublin, Cork, Galway would fall into the higher approvals process. So that's where most homeless people are. Most homeless people are in Dublin and the other cities. And the approvals for the projects that would be most useful in terms of providing them with social housing are the most onerous. So just to go back to the 1950s, in the 1950s, there were none of these approvals because councils raised property taxes called residential rates, and they had rents linked to the cost of providing the housing. And they used that to raise loans, and they repaid the loans with rates and rents. So if Dublin City Council wanted to build more housing, they raised more rates. Whereas now it's extremely centralised and also extremely micromanaged. And extremely slow.
All right. Just the time frame for that four-stage process of the local authority getting a housing built is supposed to be 59 weeks to get through that those four stages. But because of the duplication, it's frequently twice that, about 120 weeks. And in that time, with the way construction inflation is, the cost has gone up. So it's almost guaranteed that the original price tagged to the project will have gone up and it'll have to go through the hoops again. Is that the case?
That's certainly what we have been told by the Housing Commission, was told by local authorities. So the system needs to be decentralised. There needs to be certainly oversight over the spending of public money. But a more a less onerous way of dealing with it would be that local authorities would take responsibility themselves for cost overruns by, for instance, upping property taxes locally.
All right. You mentioned a one-stage process as well that applies to projects below 8 million euro. It's rarely availed of, though. Is that just because of, you know, the relatively few houses that can be purchased for that? Or is it because that issue of assumption of risk on the part of local authorities that's associated with that one-stage process?
Well, I think it's both factors. It used to be 2 million euro, and the department have now changed the limit for the one stage process to 8 million, which, as I said, is a lot of money, but not in housing delivery terms. It just doesn't deliver enough houses. But to my knowledge, when local authorities avail of that, they also have to take responsibility for overruns. So in a context of significant cost inflation, the local authorities are not keen on that process. So we just need to review the process, remove any stages that don't add any value, and give local authorities a bit more power over delivery.
OK, stay with us, because we do want to get to a couple of more issues, but I just want to go once around the table to our political panel on this, and we will introduce them now. We have Micheál Carrigy, Fine Gael TD for Longford West Meath. He's the chairperson of the New Oireachtas Committee on Housing, Local Government and Heritage. Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Fine Gael West. And Ken O'Flynn, Independent Ireland TD for Cork North Central, who joins us from our Cork studio. Micheál Carrigy, to you first. Do you want to see local authorities build more houses directly?
I do. I'll be quite honest, and I agree with the comments there from Martina. I think we need to simplify the processes. As she said, there's a four-stage process, which is supposed to take 59 weeks, and the reality is taking between 2 and 3 years for a local authority to deliver housing. We need to, I think, put back more trust into our local authorities. We give them multi-million euro in funding for deliver roads projects, urban rural regeneration, and they're quite capable of delivering them. We have government orders in place. I believe we need to simplify the process and give them that responsibility.
So what Michelle was talking about there in terms of the housing department duplicating the work of local authorities, do you think that needs to be cut out and power devolved to the local authorities?
I do. I think it needs to be cut out. We're in an emergency situation, and that's the reality of where we're at with regard to housing. And therefore, we need to make emergency decisions. And I think that's one decision that needs to be made.
Okay.
The local authorities under-delivered in 2024 by, I think, roughly about 1,200 houses. And now we've set them a higher target to deliver this year. And the reality is they're not going to be able to hit that target if we don't, as I say, simplify the process that is there.
And just to clarify, you are chair of the Housing Committee, but is that what you've expressed there, your personal view, the view of your party, and would it be shared in government by Fianna Fáil or indeed the Regional Independent Group?
As I said at the beginning, we're in a housing emergency at the minute, across all housing, be it social housing, private housing, homelessness, planning. and we need to make emergency decisions. On Tuesday next, we've invited in the CCMA, which is the City and County Managers Association, representing all the local authorities across the country. And myself and my colleagues, and my colleagues of Louise's here, who are very well experienced, and Deputy Breen, are there to ask questions and challenge the local authorities to see where they see the log jams are in them delivering houses. And in my talking and discussions with local authorities over the last number of weeks, and even speaking to my own local authority at home, that's where the logjam is. It's in the process, a four-stage process. And I'm just going to give you an example. There's a large housing, social housing project in my own county, in Longford, 90 units. Our local authority has had to take out a 10 million overdraft loan to be able to make sure that they're able to cover other services within our county. Because of the slow process, even of them drawing down the funding at the various stages as that project is being delivered. So I feel we need to put more trust into our local authorities, simplify the process. We have government auditors, we have reviews that are done on projects. They're done on roads projects, they're done on urban rural regeneration funding. We can do the same on housing.
All right, Ken O'Flynn, what's your view? Direct build by local authorities, and you've heard what some of the barriers are. What would free up local authorities, in your view, to be able to get that four-stage process through in the 59 weeks?
Well, look, I welcome everything that Ms Norris has said, and I have to say I don't disagree with anything that she's mentioned. What we have to do is we have to restore power to the local authorities. If you look at Cork City Council, for example, the tremendous work that they've done, they've pioneered competitive dialogue, which is now being rolled out around the country. If you look at Cork City Council, they took the initiative back when it was unpopular to do one of the first schemes in the country when it came to affordable housing in the last 5 years. So, look, I think the reality is that local authorities have been dumbed down, have been eroded of their powers for the last a couple of decades. They're not given the responsibility that they need, and it's very easy as politicians every now and again to come out in Leinster House or come out on television or radio and give a good kicking to the local authority and say, oh, they're not delivering, they're not meeting their standards, they're not meeting this, they're not meeting the other. But you have to give the power to the local authority. And the delays that are going on in the department are absolutely ridiculous. You know, we're looking at...
Well, would you be encouraged by what Micheál Carraghy has said there?
Because I'm delighted that
he seems to be somebody within government who wants to see greater power devolved to local authorities.
Well, and I entirely agree with him. I'm delighted that he's mentioned a housing emergency. We in Independent Ireland have looked for a housing emergency to be called for a number of months now, even going back into prior to the election, to the general election. So yes, I'm delighted that some government representatives have now recognised that there is a housing emergency and it needs to be dealt with emergency powers.
Okay. Louise O'Reilly, do we have a case of consensus around the table here on greater devolution of powers to local authority to allow them to act?
Well, I think we can all agree that the system as it's currently constituted isn't working, and it's very welcome that the government representative has done that. Unfortunately, the system that we have at the moment is a creature of government policy. The housing crisis, as Micheál rightly points out, it is an emergency. But he doesn't finish off that sentence, which is his party's been in government for over 14 years. So we don't need to look too far to see the roots of the cause of that. Now, I don't think there's anybody listening to this show who's going to be foolish enough to believe that the people who caused the housing crisis are somehow, you know, magically going to be also the people who will fix it. And I think what we do need is, and it's welcome acknowledgement from the government rep that their policy is failing, but what we actually need is a radical reset of housing policy.
What would you be talking about? Would you be talking about moving the ceiling for, say, the one-step process up above the 8 million it currently is, and giving more funding to local authorities to complete houses under that?
So we need to ensure that our local authorities are adequately funded. But I mean, if we look at something really, you know, simple like probably not simple for the people who are using it, but the tenant in situ purchase scheme. So that is literally the only homeless prevention measure that the government are currently funding in my local authority in Fingal County Council. Last year they had a budget of 39.9 million. This year their budget is 20 million. The number of people who are homeless in my constituency continues to rise as a direct result of government policy, and yet they have cut the funding to this vital stream. On the one hand, Colm, if you just let me finish, on the one hand, the government rep will bemoan the state of the housing crisis, but on the other hand, refuse to acknowledge and take responsibility for his government government's failure of housing policy.
I do want to let Micheál Carrigy respond to that.
Well, I would say that the schemes are in place to address the housing issues that are there. And that's why the recommendation came from the Housing Commission to set up a housing activation office to identify where the blockages are within those schemes and where they're not being delivered. So it's not correct.
Do you want to respond, though, to the specific issue of the tenant in situ scheme and the level of funding in it?
Yes, I think we need to look at the situation, and we're hearing from local authorities around the country that a lot of local authorities are struggling with the amount of funding that is being provided for that. We've also, I think, additional funding needs to be allocated to the local authorities to allow them purchase private housing where people are there. So it is an issue across local authorities, and I'm sure there's a new Housing for All, which has been worked on at the minute by government, but it's due to be announced in July, and that, okay. I'm sure that will form part of that.
I do want to get on to another issue, because it came up during the week in the Dáil. Taoiseach Micheál Martin was critical of local authorities around the country for not using homes for their housing stock quickly enough when they've been vacated. This was him speaking in the Dáil on Tuesday.
We had given substantial funding in around 2020-21-22 to local authorities to deal with voids, their own voids, for example, the local authority housing stock. And local authorities take too long to release a home that has been vacated. Many homes are vacated 1 week, families leave for a different reason, whatever, they move on. It can take sometimes months or a year for the local authority to fill the same house again. And they cite all sorts of reasons, and it's not good enough. And now they're looking for more and more grants to fill those. Voids should be filled fairly quickly, within a week or two of a house being vacated, unless there's some structural issue. In the majority of cases, there aren't structural issues because families would have been living in them already.
Okay, Micheál Norris, is this something that came on your radar in the Housing Commission, this issue of houses remaining vacant for too long and the length of time it takes local authorities to turn them around? Is the funding there to do that, or is it, as the Taoiseach says, that local authorities are pleading the poor mouth unjustifiably on this issue?
Well, local authorities generally don't have high levels of vacant dwellings. The local authority representative body, the City and County Managers Association, publishes annual data on it. And the figures are generally low. It's 1 to 1.5% generally. Now, saying that, the system the local authorities have to maintain their dwellings, we feel, the Housing Commission feel, is inadequate. Tenants pay rents that are linked to incomes, and many tenants have low incomes, so they pay low rents. So that's very positive. It's affordable for them. But the average rent at the moment in Dublin City is €72 a week. And in the Housing Commission's view, this is not adequate to maintain the housing stock properly. So generally, local authorities spend this money on doing what they call response maintenance. So when someone rings up, for instance, and says that their boiler has stopped working, or their bathroom sink is leaking. But the money from rents is not adequate to upgrade and maintain dwellings properly.
That's so, 73 on average now. That's €73 per week per household, is it?
Per household.
There are limits basically to what that could fund. There would
Correct.
Be a significant shortfall needed to be made up if there was substantial works to be carried out on the house.
Correct. And I suppose the big issue is, in particularly in urban areas where there are more flats, there's more older dwellings, they're more expensive to maintain. The issue is that upgrading and kind of work that they would be doing, should be doing all along, there just isn't money to fund this. So when the house becomes vacant, the local authority generally needs to do quite a lot of work to make it suitable for the next tenant. So really, the housing crisis we have and the length, its duration, reflects the fact that the entire system is broken, essentially. The government has provided, this government and the last government, very welcome additional central funding to the sector. That's very positive. But there still are huge design problems in terms of how the sector is funded. As I mentioned, the rents are too low. The local authorities are also relatively small organisations trying to deliver housing in a really challenging regulatory context. And the Housing Commission suggested that to address this problem, that local authorities be allowed set up shared organisations called local authority housing organisations that would do their housing delivery for them. So these would be, for instance, a shared organisation between Laois and Offaly County Council, that would allow them to take on the specialist staff they need to deliver the service, and have an organisation of sufficient size to actually carry out this really challenging role. And even though there have been very positive developments in terms of public spending on social housing, and our public spending in Ireland is now extremely high by the context of the rest of Europe, spending on social housing, that's very positive. We haven't really addressed the problems in relation to the structure of how we deliver social housing, manage and maintain it.
When you say that the high spend, are you including the 2.3 billion that was spent over 3 years on housing assistance payments in that, or is that excluding that?
We're spending about 5 billion in capital, so that's excluding housing assistance payments. And as a proportion of GDP or GNI starred, if you want to use the proper assessment of the size of our economy, that's extremely high by European standards currently. Now, we're making up for the fact it wasn't high 10 years ago. You know, it tends to go up and down. But we feel there needs to be a more stable system put in place to fund the sector. And that should be by linking rents to costs, allowing local authorities to borrow money and repay them with the rents as they did in the past, and then providing a subsidy like housing assistance payment to tenants who can't pay their rent.
Okay. Ken O'Flynn, you heard those remarks in the Dáil during the week by the Taoiseach saying that the local authorities are asking for money that they don't effectively need, as we heard in the clip there. How do you respond to that?
Well, I take great umbrage with it, actually, because in fairness, this is typical of government kicking the local authorities that can't speak up in the Dáil, that don't have a voice for them inside in the Dáil. You know, they're allowed to present every now and again to the Housing Commissioner, you know, come in and talk to the housing committee or whatever. But the reality is that if you have a void property, for example, in Cork City, which I represent, or Cork County, you get a grant of an average of about 11,000 from the department to do up that house. Now, you know as well as I do, a new boiler for your house, to replace your boiler, I did it recently myself, is about 4,000 euros. To buy a composite door is about 2,000 euros now. Sometimes you're getting back properties in around the country that are out of commission for the last 20 years, that have had no works done to them whatsoever. You have to bring them up to the energy rating. You have to bring them up to a certain standard, a far higher standard than what you'd have to do in the private sector. And 11,000 euros really isn't going to cut it. If you even get an electrician into your house now to put in a new plug, it's going to cost you probably about 60 quid for him to fit the plug. So that's the reality of it. So
it doesn't meet the cost at all.
I think it's ridiculous, and it's an exercise to blame somebody without taking responsibility. And bear in mind, there was 77 million paid in refurbishment for 1,500 homes in 2024-25. That's just a drop in the ocean of what needs to be spent. Which are 30, 40, 50, 70,000 euros worth of upgrades has to be done to those to bring them back into the system. Okay. So I think it was very unfair.
Let me get the response from the rest of the panel. Micheál Carrigy, do you agree with the Taoiseach?
The government, first of all, is committed to introducing a new voice programme. Work is underway in the department in developing that, and I expect that to be rolled out.
About local authorities having what he thought, looking for handouts and having a dependency culture, as he framed it, looking for 60,000 euro to put voids or vacant properties back into commission. Do you think he categorised the local authorities' view as fairly when he said that?
Well, I know that 350 million has been drawn down by the local authorities to bring back roughly 25,000 units back into use from the department over the last 10 years. So significant funding coming from government to local authorities to refurbish properties. So it's not fair to say that government isn't fully supporting them on that. And I know my colleague, Minister John Cummins, who's devolved powers for local government, is actually travelling around the country at the minute, talking to local authorities and, you know, highlighting the need for bringing more properties back.
So would it have been better for the Taoiseach to hear what John Cummins has to say when he comes back, rather than accusing local authorities of a try-on in the Dáil?
Well, we're going to be meeting the CCMA next Tuesday, City and County Managers Association. I'm sure there are questions we're going to be putting to them with regard to the voids around the country. I do agree it's unacceptable to have significant high percentages of voids. Some local authorities had them. I know in the last Housing Committee, a number of local authorities were actually brought in to the committee, and was highlighted some had 10-11% voids, and a significant amount of work has been undertaken by those to bring that level down. But it needs to be drawn down an awful lot lower.
I want to get to Louise O'Reilly on this first, Ken O'Flynn.
Yeah, Micheál Martin, I tell you, he He's some man. He blames he's blamed the tenants, he's blamed the opposition, and now he's blaming the local authorities for their failure in housing. The simple fact is there are 4,000 empty homes under the local authorities at the moment. The government have committed to funding the refurbishment of 1,900 of them. So they, if they were serious at the rate of 11,000, if they were serious, and they're not, they would absolutely increase the funding. They would also give the local authorities more power to be able to bring their housing stock, make sure that every single home. We're in the middle of a housing crisis, Colm. I have been in my clinics this week and I have seen people with their notices to quit, people who are overholed and who cannot sleep at night. They are absolutely panicked off their head. They need to know that the government is going to take emergency measures, and all they hear from them is the blame game and this nonsense about, you know, it's everybody else's fault except the government's. The simple fact is we're in the middle of a housing emergency. If there is housing stock that can be used, that housing stock needs to be brought immediately. It's like hoarding food in a famine to be sitting on homes in the middle of a housing crisis. And the government know this. So while they talk a good game sometimes, the facts actually really belie what it is that they're saying. They are not funding local authorities enough to be able to bring these homes back into use.
This is a topic we are going to return to. Our thanks to Professor Michelle Norris for coming in, Professor of Social Policy at UCD, who of course sat on the Housing Commission as well. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.